Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. There are quite a few headlines lately about Australia and the seemingly shark bite epidemic. One of the headlines read, "There have been 9 serious shark attacks in Australia. That equates to an incident just under every 8 days since September." And then he continues and says, "And despite those shocking and escalating numbers, there are no solutions." Of course, it's neither shocking nor escalating. And honestly, there are solutions, but not what people think they would be. So it's not like electronic gadgets and stuff, it's education. Anyway, I understand that there was a fatality and I truly feel sorry for the person's family, I do. But please, let's not take these incidents to a level that does not, and I repeat, does not make people think that there is indeed something wrong with the sharks. There isn't. Considering the millions of people who daily swim, surf, and dive along Australia's shore, this number of incidents is still not escalating. Don't forget, down under is summer of this time of year. So, Houston, we still do not have a problem, okay? What we do have, however, is a media that gorges on it and tries to spin this issue out of proportions. It is this media hype that causes all the problems we seemingly have with sharks. What I would like to know is how many journalists and wannabe journalists currently use their writing skills as their main source of income in Australia. The number must be staggering, and now we compare those numbers with the Daily Sensations of Australia, and we see one glaring problem. Too many of these pencil lovers have nothing to write about that sells, except write about the same stuff everyone else does. So yes, there have been a few shark bites, so let's milk this cow as long as one can. But wait, I'm a journalist. I have to write a better piece than my main competitor in town, so let's hype it up a bit. Let's create something that my competitor does not have, and since people always look for answers, my piece will sell more. And there it is, the hype about something that is not truly a problem. I don't know how many requests I get throughout a year, any given year, about seemingly new epidemics on shark bites. And my answer is always the same. Let's compare all the bites in the very region and then see what truly goes on. And it is the same in Australia. Let's look at all these bites and see if they are comparable or not, and if there is a certain tendency or what's going on. Give me all the pictures of the wounds and let's look at them first. So which species are involved? What were their likely motivations to bite? Then we have to look at the circumstances of each bite. Close to shore, sandbar, river mouth, visibility, daytime hours, water, air temperature, populated areas, and on and on. And when we have that, then we have a base to look at all the bites and can compare. So where are these summaries? Stupid questions, I know. They don't exist, and that's it. So how in the world can we make these false statements, create a new frenzy against sharks, and hope that anybody would see through the journalist-produced crap? Well, so far I have not read that any of my colleagues down on their either stood up and said, let's first look at all these bites more carefully before we jump to conclusions. And I'm very sure if one of my colleagues would have done that, the journalist sure would have picked it up. Anyway, that this strategy will be followed won't likely happen. And honestly, it's too late already because now the media cries for solutions. Anti-solutions entirely range from electronic gadgets to beach nets and culling sharks. We talked about the culling and I won't go into that here. And neither will I talk about all the shark-repelling gadgets or nets. No, what I like to focus on is why in the world does one not focus on at least trying to understand what the basis for these incidents are? Of course, people would say, because he or she looked like a seal, that's why, right? But we know that this is an erroneous assumption, or because we proved it, mistaken identity is incorrect, or then because the water was murky, a few days back we've seen a few sharks, and on and on. These type of observations on assumptions, that's what is actually available, and nothing more. But nothing of that has any substance, but that does not even seem to matter. What seems to matter is, let's protect, forget to understand the why. And this is where we stand in Australia. My research partner, Professor Amin, and I contacted one of the governmental agencies that was right in the middle of it last year and offered our help to model the bite rates across Australia over the last 15 years to get a handle on the true situation. And guess what? They did not want our help. We have published peer-reviewed on this matter extensively and found very interesting tendencies that were at odds with the general assumptions. Granted, it's pure math, statistics, and modeling, but it cuts right through all the BS of opinions and assumptions and completely eliminates all the crap you can read on shark bites. I am very, very confident that if we could do the modeling for Australia, we would see a complete different picture than is currently the overall assumption. Well, of course, we could just go ahead and do it anyway, but it's a very sensitive issue with all the marine institutes and governmental agencies that we would ignore, and our results would not be appreciated by them, but questions, because they, institutes and agencies, would then remark that one cannot confirm since they have not looked into it yet and first needed to verify our results. Or differently put, Ritter and Amin are not Australians, what do they know? And since they used mathematical and statistical modeling, that is mumbo jumbo anyway, then we do not understand that. Case closed, and Ryan and I would have big bullseyes on our backs. So much for scientists and governmental agencies unite when facing a seemingly big problem that they cannot control. So let's just hope that someone down under sees what is truly needed and ignores the fragile egos and does what needs to be done. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.